kicking it off, who, again, both those bands are going to be playing at the Grad Club on two Saturdays from now. So Saturday, October 18th at the Grad Club. And you get tickets at Something Else Records in advance for your doom metal fix. So since this is my second last show I'm ever going to do here, this is something I've always kind of wanted to rock and attempt. So I'm going to just forewarn that this could really go off the rails really, really fast tonight. So I have a little assistance here with DJ Split Seat. How you doing?
Good.
Cool. And so we're going to try basically sort of a live sonic improvised collage. So what I'm going to do is I have like a few sort of ambient sounds. I have a couple sort of, I guess we would say, you know, different found sounds, beats, as well as kind of some emulated programs as well to kind of create, you know, different sort of sounds, as well as a few live instruments. So we have some keyboard action here. We have some guitar action here. What are we going to do? I don't know. It's going to be very, very kind of up in the air. We're just going to basically wing it. So it could go great. It could not. But, you know, that's art. As I was saying earlier, sometimes you have to run headfirst into the wall to know where the wall is. So, and I will say too that if this does go really off the rails here in the next, say, like, you know, half hour, 40 minutes or whatever, we might just sort of put a kibosh on it and just go back to regularly scheduled programming. But, you know, we'll see and play it out how it goes. So I'm going to start it off here with just like a little bit of, I'm going to use something from Slint. This is a recording that they did at the Utica Quarry, which is where they actually, the famous sort of cover of their album, Spiderland. So it's just a bunch of quarry sounds. And then we're just going to kind of add things as they go and subtract and just kind of take it from there. So let's see how this goes. All right. This is, you know, an experiment in collage on CFRC.
get some help with this. Everywhere I turn, it's there. Thank you.
Thank you.
bad as I thought. So, yeah, thank you for kind of indulging my pretentiousness there a little bit. So that was basically like a sonic collage. I wanted to rock, been wanting to do it for a while, finally got around to it. And yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was fun for some people, maybe not. But I kind of dug it, and hopefully a couple people dug it. But thank you very much to DJ Split Seat for kind of kicking it here and helping me out with the great textures. Yeah, so I guess we're going to probably call it a night here. So next week is going to be it, kids. The last weave. So it's going to be a four-hour show. So it's going to go, I believe it's going to be a four-hour show. It's going to go from 8 to midnight next Sunday, Thanksgiving. Hopefully you're not too turkeyed out and you can listen in. And it's just going to be my final blowout to finish off this, you know, amazing time I've had here at CFRC over the, you know, pretty much decades at this point. So, you know, hopefully you can catch it. And that's about all I got to say on that. So, anywho, tonight my time is now up. So as always, be sure to stay tuned to CFRC for all your campus and community listening needs. I'm going to leave it with a little Godspeed You Black Emperor. So, you know, I feel like they've sort of mastered the live with found recordings pretty well. So, you know, we'll just use that to call it a night because we got to pack up, get out of here. So, again, thank you very much. This is from their sophomore record, or EP, I guess, the second record, Slow Riot for New Zero Canada. And the song is Blaze Bailey Finnegan III. So thank you very much, everybody, for listening. Have a great night. Have a great weekend. Great week. Stay safe. Stay warm. Stay hydrated. Take care. Bye for now.
Before I left, I turned around and told the judge. damn thing about it because I'm expressing myself in your court and there is nothing you can do about it. You think you're God because you have a rope and you can put people up the goddamn river for 20 years? Well, you are not. And I'm gonna die. Country and people don't recognize it, and I think that's pretty goddamn sad that they don't recognize their own country as a third world, third rate, third class slum.
high-powered assault rifle. I own a 12-gauge double-barrel shotgun. I own a regular shotgun. I own a regular hunting rifle. I own a 9mm, a 357, a 45 handgun, a 38 special. And I own an M16 fully automatic round assault rifle.
Yeah, she was going to leave that to the transfer.
Think things are going to get better before they get worse?
No way. Things are just going to get worse and keep on getting worse. Like I said, America's a third world country as it is. We're just basically in a hopeless situation as it stands.
What do you think this country's going to look like in the year 2003?
You know, I'll tell you the truth, nothing against you guys, but I don't want to answer that question because I haven't even got a mind that inhumane.
You ready for what's coming?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Most people are.
It's a little saying. It dates back for generations. So be prepared for anything at any time from anybody and don't take no shit. Always stand your ground. People want to come up to me and run their mouth. Guess what? I'll throw them through the fucking window. I won't think a thing of it. Oh.
Would you mind reciting your poem for us?
Not at all. I don't see why I couldn't. There's an evil virus that's threatening mankind. It's not a state of the art, it's a serious state of the mind. The bug is the backstabber, the two-faced leader, menace to society, a social disease. To brainwash the mind is a social disorder. The cynics, the apathy, went up in chip order. Watching beginnings of social decay, gloating and sneering at life's disarray. Eating away at your own self-esteem, pouncing on every word that you might be saying. To attack someone's mind is a social disorder. The Constitution, the government, martial law, or order. Superficially smiling, a shake of the hand as soon as your back's turned, treason is planned. When every good thing's laid to rest by the government's hate, by the Constitution and their lies. And every time you think you're safe and when you go to turn away, you know they're sharpening all their knives. All in your mind, all in your head, try to relate it. All in your mind, all in your head, try to escape it. Without a conscience, they destroy, and that's the thing that they enjoy. There are sickness that's in all of our minds. They want to sink the ship and leave the way they laugh at you and me. You know it happens all the time, but it only happens in your mind. The rats in the cellar, you know who you are, or do you? Watching beginnings of social decay.
Thank you. She first came to the Opry in November 1940, not thinking that her life was about to change, but change it did. She became one of the most beloved icons of the Opry stage and during the past 100 years. So I'd like to share a memory of her today with a little clip of hers, and then we're going to hear an all-time classic tribute song called Minnie Pearl Said Howdy, and then we'll play some of her comedy. With that, I would like to welcome y'all to the Way Back with Johnny Show and the third and final hour of today's program.
As I sit here on the stage of the Opry and look around this empty auditorium, I have the feeling that I would never be alone, because to live forever in the hearts of our friend is never to die.
Shy, funny country lady. She belongs to our hearts. There is no maybe. At first bashful when she arrived on the scene, friend Roy Acuff helped her achieve her life's dreams. Miss Minnie said howdy to the Wabash Cannonball. The price tags on her hats we sure do recall. And when Miss Minnie said howdy, there was no doubt Minnie Pearl was the funniest entertainer in the house. Rod Brassfield accented the funny in Minnie. Tennessee Ernie knew she was a true winner. Minnie helped and guided many new performers. She was so proud to be here, as we was of her. Miss Minnie said howdy to the Wabash Cannonball. The price tags on her hats we sure do recall. And when Miss Minnie said howdy,